This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of FPL versus juvenile officer, decided March 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. In the interest of FPL, appellant, v. WD 87009, juvenile officer, opinion filed March 25th, 2025, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Daviess County, Missouri. The Honorable Michael R. Lehmer, Judge Division 1. Gary D. Witt, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge and Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge FPL, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Daviess County, Juvenile Court, which found that he was repeatedly and without justification absent from school while subject to compulsory school attendance, a status offense under Section 211-031-12. RSMO. 1. On appeal, FPL asserts the juvenile officer did not establish he was subject to compulsory school attendance. Finding no error, we affirm. 1. All statutory citations are to the revised statutes of Missouri 2016, as updated through the 2022 cumulative supplement. 2. Factual and procedural background. In May 2023, the juvenile officer filed a petition in the juvenile court, alleging that FPL was in need of care and treatment because in violation of Section 211-031-12A, RSMO, FPL, while subject to compulsory school attendance, was repeatedly and without justification absent from school, in that as of April 24, 2023, while enrolled at Tri-County R7 Middle School, FPL had an attendance rate of 80.5% based on total school hours during the 2022-2023 school year. The juvenile court conducted an adjudication hearing at which the following evidence was adduced. During the 2022-2023 school year, FPL was in eighth grade and attended Tri-County R7 Middle School. The school attendance policy allowed for students to have 4 excused absences per semester. After that, absences could only be excused with a doctor's note. After 8 unexcused absences, a student failed his classes. The attendance policy was provided to all students and parents and was available on the school district's website. The school's attendance records for the 2022-2023 school year revealed that, as of April 24, 2023, FPL had missed more than 25 full days of school, and his attendance rate was 80.5%. 2. The school had not been made aware that FPL had any medical too, although the attendance records reflect that, according to FPL's parents, some of those absences were due to illness. The records do not indicate a doctor's note was ever provided to the school. The attendance records also indicate FPL was absent because of out-of-school suspensions. He just didn't feel like coming to school, and he was too sore from working out. There were numerous days where the school attempted to contact FPL's parents about an absence, but either the school could not reach his parents, or they were unaware or didn't know what to say about FPL being absent. 3 condition or learning disability that would prevent him from attending school or would explain his excessive absences. FPL was not on an IEP, nor did he have a 504 plan, which are types of plans that provide support and services for students with disabilities. FPL was not being homeschooled. The secretary at FPL's school, secretary, was in charge of tracking attendance. FPL lived half a mile from the school, and secretary made arrangements with FPL's parents to give him and his brother a ride to school. Sometimes FPL did not come out of the house when she arrived, and FPL's brother would just tell her he wasn't coming today. When secretary asked FPL why he was missing so much school, he said he was just bored and he didn't want to be there. The principal at FPL's school was the principal of pre-K through 12 at the school district. Principal. She had known FPL since she started working at the district when FPL was in fourth grade. Principal contacted FPL's parents about his absences by phone and by letter. FPL received after-school detentions and suspensions and attended Saturday school because of his attendance issues. The school tried to find some extra ways to get him to school, including having secretary pick him up. Despite these efforts, FPL's attendance did not improve, and principal reached out to the juvenile office. At the time of the adjudication hearing in February 2024, FPL was 16 years old and still in the eighth grade. He should have been a freshman, but he was retained 1U.